Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday the 8th of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune, and planets are saying...
We have to do it this way, says who?
Oh, okay, the planets.
Even more assorted lunars.
And?
Finding a happy medium during the next few days could be a challenge. Also, while you may know the appropriate solution or next best move or next best step, in this climate, it's fairly difficult to persuade others of the validity of your suggestions, partially because they are pithed on the horns of their own personal dilemmas, and partially because they're not able to give you their undivided attention. Plus, current influences emphasize sweeping solutions. Let's feed all the children, save all the whales, eradicate debt, disease, discomfort, while selectively ignoring the practicalities for actually accomplishing these, which are naturally somewhat daunting, to say the least. So while the intentions are surely excellent, keep in mind what they say about paving stones on the road to the underworld. Further strategy suggestion? Confine your attentions to those arenas in which you can genuinely make a difference. You will feel significantly better about your productivity and your capability, and probably therefore your entire life, if you aren't attempting to make the tightwad spend money, the allergic to equine's friend accompany you to the horse show, you get the general idea.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Pisces, Cancer, Capricorn.
And if one's birthday, 8th of March.
If you go out of your way to avoid power struggles over career, commercial, social, personal, family, financial, etc. issues, rather than bracing yourself and saying, bring it on, you'll be doing everybody as well as these issues a real favor. Seriously, turning the other cheek rather than diving an arm to the teeth will pay dividends close on 100% of the time.
Awesome. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.